This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
The killer was he left the team, one of the teams that was supposed to beat Golden State.
No, I hear you.
You were supposed to be the one to knock them off, and you didn't do it 1 year, and then you went to them. If he would have went to, there was rumors of San Antonio. I think there was rumors of the Clippers maybe. If he would have went any one of those places, he would have stayed in OKC for
but why
one
are people so offended by that?
Because I won't backtrack from what I said at the time. Like, you're supposed to try to beat those guys.
Yeah, there is something to that. Like, you're I don't hate to try to beat Kevin Durant for doing that. I never held it against him. But, like, you don't – ideally, you don't do that in sports. You don't – just as a competitor, you try to beat those guys. Don't take the easy way out.
The analogy that I always make is – and they try to equate the two because they say LeBron left Cleveland and went to Miami. It would be if LeBron went to Boston. Like, they'd look at LeBron crazy for that.
Hmm.
And I get it. I get it. I don't look at KD any less than as a basketball player, but I do understand that aspect.
It's crazy to me, though, that, like, if he had stayed in Oklahoma City and hadn't won, we'd be having the same exact conversation about him being a winner or not a winner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It'd probably be.
So he's the first professional athlete who was damned and damned if he didn't, of this caliber. Like, we're talking up, and that's the whole point of this discussion. Mm-hmm. We're talking about an upper. We're talking about penthouse level NBA player. He has to be the first one in history who's damned if he do and damned if he don't.
Let me ask you guys this. Do you think he'd be shown more respect if he didn't?
No.
No, I think we'd be having the same conversation.
I don't.
It would just be.
I absolutely do not. He'd be Joel Embiid.
Yeah, it would just be. There would be no context of him. Like, he actually does have two championships. It'd just be, yeah, he's not a winner because he never won. Like, we wouldn't be able to be like, well, he does have the two. Like, just you wouldn't be able to do that at all. It might be the same conversation, I feel.
No, I get you. I don't think he. But he gets shown little respect for those championships as. Like, they still don't. Like you said, they still don't.
But that's what I mean. That's what I mean. I don't think the conversation would be different.
If you ask,
I feel
people,
like we're having the same conversation. If Kevin Durant had stayed in Oklahoma City, maybe years down the line after Russ, everything runs its course, he winds up in, like, I feel like the conversation is exactly the same.
Because if you ask them then, like, he has no tie, like, rings, like, is he a winner? Of course he's not. But if you ask him now, like, ask people now if he's a winner, most people are gonna tell you, yeah, he's not a winner.
It's yeah, or it's yeah, but
yeah, like, they won't give him the respect everyone else.
Or
does
it's
with their titles. There's always an asterisk with him.
But I think, so when I talk about the respect or whatever, I think there's an aspect of, if he would have said what he said 2 weeks ago, going into that free agency, like, hey, I'm not going to the Warriors. I'm not. I'm those dudes. And he doesn't win. I think, I do think people will look at that moment and say, yeah, I don't know if he's a winner, but you respect him. He didn't jump on the bandwagon.
He is talking about as good as Carmelo does, maybe, but the like media and fans aren't as forgiving. Like, they wouldn't give him that respect the rest of his career.
Well,
like, you didn't go to the Warriors, but you never did anything else after that.
I think he's talked about better than Carmelo. Carmelo's gotten to the point where he's disrespected. Mm-hmm. Like, people
I
don't think people talk stupid about Kevin Durant. They talk stupid about Carmelo.
I'm saying if KD never went to the Warriors and just never won, that's how they would talk about him.
I got you.
I think.
Maybe
you're right. Maybe you're right in that regard.
I think he wanted to win. He wanted to play in a winning environment and play a different style of basketball. He tried it out. In that respect, I don't see any issue in it. It's disappointing and in a competitive sense, but that's what he wanted to. He wanted to win. Like, the bottom line is to win, right? Like, right behind that maybe is to compete. So maybe you're looking at it like, he didn't compete, but you're still trying to win, And he went to a situation that would give him the best opportunity to win. I get his side, but I do get those that are like disappointed that he did that. And the only way to stop that is win somewhere else. It also doesn't help that he hasn't even sniffed the same success by himself. I know he went to the finals the one time, but when he was younger, KD, he was conference finals, second round or something like that. But since he's come back, he's been hurt. He's hasn't gotten out of the first round.
Or his teammates have been hurt. Like, I mean,
he played 75 games. I think it was his first year with the Suns, and Beal and Booker couldn't stay on the court.
Well, we go to the Brooklyn. I mean,
Harden was playing 48 minutes with a bum hamstring.
Yeah, but I'll always to me that is Harden's finest playoff moment right there is those Brooklyn games. But I get it. It's court awareness. Like, Durant's foot's a half inch smaller. What conversation are we having about Giannis if that happens? Because wasn't that game 7?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if the Brooklyn goes on to the finals, wins the finals. I don't know any of that. Mm-hmm. But there might be some different conversations being had if his foot is a half an inch back.
You think Kevin Durant's done everything right in his career?
I don't have an issue with anything Kevin Durant has done in his career.
And I think he has.
Not a single issue.
I think he has. My whole point is, like, the tough part, like, he's done probably everything the right. Like, he's got the rings, he's accolades, all that stuff. Like, that's what you're going for as a competitor and all. He's got all that stuff. So, like, for himself, he's done it all right. But the tough part is, like, he doesn't get to control his legacy.
Has he ever been in the MVP conversation again since winning it?
He was done. He was disqualified once he went to the Warriors.
Yeah, he hasn't really played a lot of games.
Oh, that's true too. Yeah, and but he's also a four-time scoring champ.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure some of them were in that that time frame that he won.
Yeah. One of the greatest scorers ever. Shout out to my boy Ace Burks. Let me in the chat right now. Nets fan. Says they definitely would have gone to the finals. We'll see.
I don't even remember who did Milwaukee beat.
Milwaukee ended up beating.
I can't remember it at all. No.
Atlanta.
Oh. Yeah.
Atlanta.
Wait.
Oh God,
that
really?
Disgusting.
Yeah, because
so that was the year Trey got bored.
That's the post COVID year, and that's when.
So it went Lakers Bucks as champions.
Lakers Bucks, yeah. Because that was the first time we had fans back.
Mm.
I saw some highlights from that finals the other day. Crazy seeing behind the bench and everything. how that was. But you asked, one of you guys asked, has he done everything right?
Mm.
This is just my opinion. KD will probably curse me out.
Rightfully so, this
opinion.
Yeah.
He should have stayed in Oklahoma City at least one more year. He should have gave that one more opportunity.
Mm.
That's just my thought.
He was a free agent that year.
He had an option year.
He's got to make that money.
Yeah, he's going to make the money the next year?
Okay.
Tore your Achilles later on in your career.
Yeah, you have the opportunity to make, and I don't know what the numbers were at the time. They weren't this, so I'm making them up. $30 million versus guaranteeing yourself $170 million.
Didn't he get a max contract after the torn Achilles?
Yeah, but that's after 4 years with, or 3 years with Golden State.
But I'm saying like that he was going to get the max regardless. Like he was going to make all the money regardless.
I understand. But I don't know. I've never been in the position to say no to $170 million. So I can't speak for it. Maybe
that was it. Look, that was his side hustle too. By the way, was it Nike paying more?
Oh, Nike was paying him.
The NBA was his side hustle.
Well, didn't that happen after Golden State?
It might have,
because the rumor was always, hey, this kid in San Francisco is making a little too much noise with this Under Armour shoe. We need a Nike infiltrator. That was a rumor.
Shout out Nico. Did it again. Shout out Nico. Got that guy over to Under Armour because of what he did at Nike, but that's a whole other story.
No. Wait, this is actually our presentation for Kevin Durant.
But I would have liked that.
Anyway, the payoff to that story was I heard he got a nice little pay bump after that.
Oh, and KD did?
Yeah, KD did. And then I think after the Warriors came the he essentially has a lifetime contract. Mm. Which I think him and LeBron have.
Mm-hmm. I could believe that. That's a fact. I shouldn't believe it. That's a fact. But yeah, I mean, as close as that team was to winning a championship, as good as that team was, what he had built in OKC, I would have liked to seen him give it one more opportunity. You had the heartbreak. You had the moment where we should have won and we didn't. Let's give it one more run. I would have liked to seen him give it one more opportunity there.
What if from his perspective, that Thunder Warriors series where they're up 3-2 and
I don't know, 3-1.
Was it 3? Oh, that's right, it was 3-1. There were 2 3-1 comebacks that postseason. Birth of Game 6 Clay. What if that series to him was the Game 1 Cavs Warriors J.R. Smith play where LeBron knows we had this was our opportunity to do it, and we blew it. Like we had it, like we had to have this, and we blew it. What if he knew that was our opportunity?
It might have been how he felt.
Was it even down to the Warriors and Thunder?
No, it was the Spurs were involved. I think the Clippers were involved.
He met with Boston too.
As well. Yeah, I think the Clippers.
Were these the Hamptons meetings?
Yeah,
he met with Kelly.
He met with the Knicks, no? Or he didn't?
He might have.
Phil couldn't get it. Was that the Phil Jackson Knicks? Maybe they didn't let Phil into the Hamptons.
Yeah, they weren't really serious. They weren't serious contenders. I feel like the Clippers might have been involved because he had a couple of options. But, yeah, I wish he would have given one more time. A buddy of mine, you know, talked to him around that time, and it wasn't even anything crazy. He was just kind of like, yeah, I'm just ready to, you know, be in a different space. I want to be in a different place.
And that's all right.
Yeah.
I mean, ideally, no one wants to live in OKC their whole life.
Yeah. It's like I want to do more than just smoke hookah.
Mm-hmm. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
That's all I got to do here. Like, I want to go do something else.
I mean, would you be mad if Carmichael Dave was like, I don't want to lose here anymore. Let me go join the Warriors. Let me go join the winners.
Yeah.
Like, I'd understand.
What slot will we give him here?
Well, we'll find something for Dave to do. We'll find something for our boy Dave to do. He'll be all right.
Well, people trying to make KD moves.
All right.
They were trying to make them Durant moves.
Okay, we'll come back.
What's going on? It's
okay, all right. Yeah, all right, pal. Pipe down a little bit. We'll come back. We'll talk more.
I'm just talking, man. I'm
just talking. You about to set that office on fire right now.
Don't listen to anything.
Who is it? Which one of you son of a bitches is talking to them?
Don't listen to anything I'm saying. I'm just talking, man. I'm having a good time.
Or is he?
See, don't do that.
Or is he? Or is he? My next chapter. ESPN 1320.
You subscribing to the Zone?
No. But what did I just walk into? The wake-up call with Katie, Gavin, and Dave? With Dave on the wake-up call?
Wait, hey, who's
that's
on the phones?
A new idea right there.
Who's on the phones?
Well, I ain't going to do that. But look, hey, look. Work your way up here around ESPN 20. Look, we got Joe Brazil.
We all started out promotions at one point.
Street team.
I was street team in 2019.
Street team is crazy.
Y'all want some room? Come over, answer phones. And we'll see. Yo, we'll see if you...
Hey, we got something in program.
No, it's like NXT. Like, Ricky Starks is ready for WWE. He been ready, but they might... Hey, you come in, you get acclimated.
You got to go to NXT first.
You got to go to NXT.
I wasn't D'Lo and Casey's producer 5 days a week to start. It was 3 days. You got to work your way up.
That's right.
It's a good program out here.
Yeah. That's right. True. And so, look, if them boys over at 1140 ready to sell their house and come on over... Hit up Johnny Jennings at Made for More Realty. We'll see if we got room for you over
here.
Hey, D'Lo and Casey in a good mood. The good news with Johnny Jennings and that crew over at Made for More Realty is the real estate bar has been raised, and the hassle of selling and the hassle of selling is behind you, and you can get at least 3 guaranteed cash offers in 72 hours.
Yeah, my people. Matt and Patricia, they were trying to sell their house in Rockland, right? And they were looking, they were calling around, trying to find the best deal. And they just couldn't find somebody that matched up with what they were trying to do. They couldn't find it.
Yeah.
They talked to
you say Matt. You said Matt and Patricia.
I just, no,
I'm
look,
dying.
I tried. No. I caught it and I was like, nah, I ain't gonna go back.
There's no way I'm gonna let that go. Hey, what's your boy doing? He said Matt and Patricia. Bruh.
I said, I'm not gonna go back. I can't go back.
Oh,
I can't
come on, go man. Back. The day we had, we gonna let that slide? No, sir. No, sir. So Matt and Patricia in Rockland.
Shout out to Matt and Patricia. Also, shout out to Michael and Patricia in Rockland.
Well,
Matt Patricia could be selling his house to go be the new DC in Ohio State.
He might be.
But they were having problems selling their home, right? Like, they were trying to find somebody that was right for what they were trying to do. They got linked up with my man Johnny Jennings and the Made for More Realty. And they got them taken care of immediately. A smooth move out of state. There was no issue. They got full price for for their home and trying to sell their home. It was a beautiful, beautiful marriage between Michael and Patricia and Johnny Jennings.
Yeah, they sell your home 27% faster than other homes on the market. You can ask about their Fix It Before You List It program with no upfront costs. You can ask about their no cost to you home warranty to protect your home while it sells. Expect more, get more with our guy, Johnny Jennings, and his team at Made for More Realty, California DRE number 0198-2171. Just Google Made for More Realty today and get more for your home. Those names beat Kenny's ass like that, California DRE number.
Shout out Michael and Patricia. Don't let Matt break you up. Don't let Matt break you up.
Is Matt related to Michael and Patricia?
Well, I mean, cousins.
Okay.
Cousins. Yeah. It's all family.
Because, you know, third removed don't count.
What's that from?
It's Cuttin' Pete. Poetic Justice.
Oh, yeah. Because,
you know, third removed don't count.
I don't remember that line from. I'm not
saying
it's
when he met. Lil Lucky. It's when he met.
Because I knew every line of that movie.
Mm-hmm. It's the same interaction.
Remember me, Lil Lucky,
come here, boy.
Oh, you got your one, huh? You got your one here. Huh?
You know, I'm competing. You know, third remove don't count.
It's your boy, Matt Patricia, Ohio State guy now.
Ain't my boy, man. It is not my boy.
Well, I mean, that whole coaching staff you love. Ryan Day, Matt Patricia.
Ryan Day did a hell of a job, man. I'll credit him. He won a big game. He won a champ. I don't know if he can beat beat Michigan, but that might not matter anymore.
Bro, Ryan Day and Nick Sirianni are champions.
Man, what a year! What a year for football! Man, what a year for football!
Hey, what's going on over there? Oh, nothing, coach. We're just fighting Michigan right now. Just clueless. It's all that nonsense. All that tomfoolery over there.
Man. All right, we got Kings basketball. Oh, while we're talking football, we had clips pulled up earlier. I know I won't have any trouble. I think this led every ESPN show today.
What did Greeny say?
Well, good morning. Does the D in Dallas stand for delusional? I don't think that's fair. Let me see. Damn, I thought this clip would take 2 seconds to find. Oh, here it is. So here's your boy.
My boy.
Your Rain Dakota Prescott.
That's your boy.
He's talking about the Eagles, obviously Super Bowl champions. Here's the full clip.
I feel like we compete with the Eagles and beat them for the most part when we played them. I don't want to say check the record when they're the guys holding the trophy right now. So credit to them. They've earned and they deserved it by all means. But, yeah, very close. Especially even watch the NFC game, the NFC championship. And those two teams that we battle against each and every year a couple of times. And as I said, feel confident about we've gotten the better part each and every time. To see it in such a dominating fashion, credit to them. It's our turn and it's on us. All right, boys.
It's our turn and it's on us, and we can compete with them and check the record. And didn't the Eagles beat the Cowboys' ass twice this
Destroyed
year?
Them twice.
Overall, give him some credit. They are 9-4. Oh, he is 9-4 against them.
All right. That's when
not wrong.
He was Foles smart. Was around. Well, what are we talking about?
I guess credit to him for being smart enough to not say check the record.
Yeah, he's not wrong, but it's 2-5 in the playoffs.
Now,
that's where he goes wrong.
Now,
or is he 1-2?
In Dak's defense. What is he supposed to say?
Yeah, I don't have any problem with what he said.
What's he supposed to say? Like, no, we stink.
I don't have.
We're awful.
I don't have any problem with what he said. I actually, like, people get their jokes off or whatever, but I understand what he's saying. Like, he probably looks at the roster. We're not that far away from being the Eagles. You know what I mean? Like, the Eagles were having a meltdown 12 months ago. An absolute meltdown as a group, as a unit, coaching staff, everything. They lost, what, 7 of their last 8 games in the season or something like that? They were having a complete meltdown. Here they are now as Super Bowl champions. So, yeah, it's not only lip service. It's, I can understand, absolutely believe, like, we're not that far away from those guys. Mm-hmm. Hell, the second time they played, yeah, they got destroyed. It was a bunch of second stringers. You know, the first time, he didn't even play the first time. He didn't play the first game. He had just gotten hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So you talk about that, and then you go look back to playing them last year, and he beat them last year and had a close game in Philly. He absolutely could believe and has every right to believe that we're not that far away.
Yeah, I'm not mad at him.
The Cowboys aren't the Giants. Like, if Dayball was coming out saying that, I'd be like, sir, settle down. Settle down.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are so far removed from that.
Really, the story is Dayball's still the coach.
Well, and the GM is still around.
Man.
You got that video of Jerry Jones talking about the Eagles? No?
Well, let's pull up the audio. We do have the audio. And, you know, I mean, the Eagles, they won the Super Bowl. I watched the game because, you know, that's what you do. And, you know, I had a Super Bowl party at Morton's last night. But, you know, they won the Super Bowl. And Nick Sirianni, he's one heck of a coach. And, you know, Jalen Hurts, he's a good quarterback. And Saquon, well, who needs a running game? You saw in the Super Bowl, they didn't run worth a damn. And they were still able to win. We wouldn't be able to afford a guy like that. And I just watched that game saying, I just want to win a Super Bowl so bad that I'm willing to do anything. And that means get a guy who nobody knew before.
When is this impression ending?
Real quick, Jerry, while I have you here, can you speak on the rumors of you potentially buying KFM?
Well, I got to give a shout out to my guy Stanley, because Stanley knows if I did buy KIFM, first of all, the signing would be at Morton's.
Well, that's where all of Kenny's signings are.
No, Jerry's talking
about
that.
No, I love, too. He calls for the impression, and he sees me glaring at him, and he won't make eye contact with me.
I won't.
No, I know. No, okay. All right.
I won't. I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, all right, pal.
Oh, yeah, Dame just standing through the glass right now.
No. You know what's funny? There is someone in this building who is a huge fan of Jesse.
Multiple people, I'm sure.
No, I'm talking, like, I want Jesse to be more part of the show. I want Jesse to be a bigger part of the show.
I hope it's one of our bosses.
It's not. It's Katie. It's Katie from the Wake Up Call.
Shout out, Katie.
Katie is adamant that Jesse needs to be a bigger part of the show. She's like, Jesse is funny.
He is funny.
He's funny when he calls for these impressions. And then, and again,
I'm just producing. We just had Jerry Jones on the show, and he addressed a rumor we had on the show from our caller Stanley from yesterday. Where do you get that anywhere else?
And Damian Bartling, I want to let you know, I will slap you clear across the face. Don't think that I won't. And Kenny Caraway, I'd do the same thing to you. I'd slap you clear across the face. What do you want me to do? Build another stadium?
That is one of the funniest things. Like, well, what do you want me to do? Build a new one? Just tear it down. Start over.
Well, just throw some curtains up, Jerry.
Jerry, relax.
What? Blackout curtains up.
Now, Polo L says D'Lo could combat this by doing the Luka impression.
Could.
That's a lie because they think it, they no.
Well, we
no.
think what?
No.
We love it.
It's not funny.
Yeah,
no, it's
the impression is not funny.
No, it is hilarious. Now, he wouldn't do the Luka impression anymore because that's his boy.
That's my guy.
See, it's my fault. We don't call enough for Macho Man. That's my fault.
It's a call.
That's my
Macho
fault.
Macho Man, trade deadline was crazy.
Aren't good.
No, Macho Man, the trade deadline was crazy. What you think, bro?
Yeah, Macho Man, what do you think?
Got me thinking, uh-huh. Luka's a Laker, I see a Luka and LeBron, Luka's got lust in his eyes, brother. He's got lust for the Los Angeles Lakers and LeBron James. Do you see this man, Draymond? This man stinks. Do not allow him on the same basketball court as me. I don't know who I'm looking at either. Like, I always turn. I think I don't want to be so loud into the microphone, so I turn to look at the wall.
Always picture like
I'm looking at like my handler or something.
I always picture talking to like the locker room attendant or something.
Man, Luka stinks. Does not belong on the same floor as me.
Oh, that is classic. That is some good stuff, man. Look, it's leading PTI.
It is. Yeah, man.
Dak Prescott.
Oh, my God. That really is the first segment on PTI. Wow. Well, it is kind of a slow news day.
Yeah. Kings didn't play last night.
That Luka, like, no one played last night. There were, like, three games last night. Like, look at this. This is a shoot. This is the lead. Look. It says Cowboys, College Hoops, Four Nations. I don't know what that is.
Oh, that's the hockey,
yeah.
Legler going to join. Eagles, Vinsanity, Embiid, Ayers. Now, I'm sure they'll do it with Legler. Kevin Durant did not lead PTI's headlines bars.
The eighth player in the history of the league.
And they're leading with the football season ended 4 days ago.
Yeah.
They're leading with the remark that Dak Prescott made at a charity event.
That kind of just ties into what we were saying. They don't care about KD.
They really don't.
Yeah, they don't.
Jordan. Like, you know, Malone is kind of the weird one in there. Mm. Like, he has, like, longevity. He's a hell of a scorer. I don't think he was ever, thought poorly of in his time. He thought much worse of now, yeah. Except by the NBA. They seem to love his ass.
They keep calling him back.
Wilt, Kareem, Kobe, LeBron, and Kevin effing Durant. Mm. Crazy, man. It's crazy to me.
I don't even know. They ain't even going to do.
They got. You said that's hockey?
Yeah.
They got hockey up here.
I don't know
here.
Why that's up there.
They got hockey up here
so
and not Kevin
ESPN,
Durant.
I believe that's why.
That is crazy to me.
College hoops, I don't really know what there is to talk. Well, we could talk about Michigan beating Purdue.
Well, Indiana beat Michigan State, which isn't, right? That's not a big deal.
No.
Except that Izzo was going for the Bobby Knight record.
I didn't even realize that was going on with Izzo.
Yeah, Izzo was going for the Bobby Knight.
Oh, he was gonna get it in Indiana.
Yeah, Indiana beat him. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Kentucky and I don't know what they're gonna talk about. Kentucky and Tennessee played.
Call
last
me
night.
Jay Billis over here.
D'Lo Billis.
I can't lie. Your boy
D'Lo Packer.
Your boy a little punchy. I've been up since like 2 o'clock. I couldn't sleep for anything. So I've seen SportsCenter like 4 times.
That's crazy. You've been up what since.
What has been said?
I just couldn't sleep. Crazy. Listen, well, if they have Legler, that might it's be like a happy league. Trails or a happy end. It might
oh,
be the,
no,
dunk
it's
contest.
The dunk contest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because they'll do the opening
segment.
There you go.
You called it.
Yeah.
They're all three there. Auburn won as well. Kansas State beat Arizona. You know.
Does Bruce still coach Auburn?
I saw a little sorry. Bruce is in Auburn.
Oh, he is.
Yeah, Bruce is in Auburn.
Where's my boy?
Look at this fool. I can't stand Dan Hurley.
Dan Hurley sucks.
Can't stand
Dan. Yeah, Dan Hurley sucks.
Dan Hurley acts like he knows the cameras are on him now.
Yeah, he's a goof.
Your Luca's hilarious though. Luca's hella funny. The Macho Man was good. Macho Man
is top tier.
Yeah, we might have to get Macho Man like breaking down things at least once a week, because his thoughts on the trade deadline was.
No,
Luca got lust in his eyes.
De'Aaron's got lust for Victor Wembanyama.
An underrated.
I feel like the Macho Man is just like everyone has an impression of Macho Man, though.
Well, yours is good though.
I don't.
Cause I got mine, but it's not as good.
Your Ultimate Warrior is fun. That's a shoot funny. That's legit fun.
Shout out to him. Just talk about nothing.
Just screaming and yelling in the air and saying gibberish, just absolute gibberish. And he goes, "Oh, it's Ultimate Warrior impression." Of course it is.
Oh man. There was something I was going to bring up.
Wasn't Kevin Durant. No one else is talking about his ass today.
Jesus. It was actually because we were talking about football. This is sidebar. So sorry I didn't put it in there, but a lot of discussion.
Sorry?
I didn't put it in the rundown. Hey, no. Hey, don't reach for it. Hey.
Bro.
Hey.
You know, that's a technical too.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. Bro, you were influenced.
Yeah, I'm Tim Donaghy.
Look at Zabo.
Bro, you said excuse. I'm sorry I didn't put it in there. Like, what am I? Come on, man. Calm down.
You see, there's been a lot of talk, and there's going to be a lot of talk about Brock Purdy's contract. And both sides making their argument.
Yeah, was that a quote from, was it John Lynch? Who was like, we want to get this done, and we want to get it done.
Yeah, and they've been consistent with saying that.
Yeah.
I think it was somebody was on Rich Eisen. I think it might have been Rappaport or Lock and Fora. And they said they think they'll meet in the middle. And they talked about some of the things that you talked about as well. It's like with quarterbacks, you can, you know, do stuff with the money, right? Like the upfront money and all this other stuff to make sure he's paid, make sure it looks a certain way, but you're not hamstrung on the hook. I think he's gonna get more than Trevor Lawrence, but I don't think he'll get the 60. A lot of people worried he might get the 60. I don't think he'll get the 60.
He'll get 55, I think.
Yeah, 60.
He'll max out at 55.
That's Dak, right? Is Dak 55?
Dak is 60.
Oh, Dak is 60.
Joe is 55. Joe and Jordan Love are 55.
That's right. That's right.
And isn't Trevor Lawrence?
He's 53, 54, I believe. Yeah. One of those numbers. Two is 53. Hmm.
You said this months ago, and you're 100% right. Trevor Lawrence is the marker.
We got a trade?
No. The trade deadline's passed.
Can't tell that to the Hornets.
Chris Haynes, well, true story. Dame Lillard won't play in tonight's game. That only caught my attention because the Bucks play Minnesota.
Mm.
And obviously we're watching the scoreboard tonight.
Minnesota got OKC tomorrow too.
It was a wild tweet from our guy Chris Haynes though. Milwaukee Bucks star Dame Lillard will be held out of tonight's game against the Minnesota Timberwolves to allow a full recovery post All-Star break.
Full recovery from
hamstring. Okay. Maybe this is the Bucks' last game before the break.
Yeah, there's only one game tomorrow.
And man, Dame is an All-Star, no?
I didn't think he made it.
Okay, that's a miss. Like Dame got nothing to do in Sanford in the Bay.
I think I'll double check. I thought he did make it.
I thought he did too, but like
Maybe he did make it. Yeah,
yeah, Dame needs to be in.
Yeah, maybe
he needs to be in the Bay Area.
Did you hear? I think I read this somewhere. So I can't remember. But the Kings are the only team in the NBA without a representation all weekend.
No, it doesn't surprise me. I didn't read that, but
that's kind of crazy.
Where do you even, I mean, besides the bonus in the All-Star game, like, I guess Malik could be in the dunk contest now?
Yeah. They don't have any rookies.
Go on vacation, fellas.
Yeah, there's nowhere to go.
It's fine. Devin Carter didn't make the rookie team, huh? Wow. Let's get Manny in here, 916-909-1320. What's up, Manny?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Have you guys seen...
How the hell your voice so deep?
That's just my voice, bro.
I don't think it is.
Yeah, well, have you guys seen that Eddie has been doing, like... yeah, basically. No, I'm just kidding. All right. Eddie's been doing, like, the Phoenix Sun games on Playback, on the app Playback.
Mm-hmm.
It's been... If anybody hasn't checked it out, they need to check it out because it's crazy. He'll just call, like yesterday, he just called Jason Tatum out of nowhere and had a conversation with him about his son, Deuce, and, like, he just does these, you know, it's Eddie being Eddie, right? So
yeah, he called me. He called me, KD, and Jason Tatum. Like, it's the same.
But, yeah, so I thought that was pretty cool. It gives people kind of, like, it's a cool thing to do. Like, Playback's a pretty cool thing to watch with friends, like, every team has it. TSK Kingdom does the Kings games, and we get on there and talk during the game. So mm-hmm. That's pretty cool. But just thought somebody, for people that don't get a chance to watch, like, they should check out Playback. It's a pretty cool app to watch games. And, by coincidence, Eddie Gonzalez is on the Chatty House after party tonight.
We'll
be on at 8 at catch us on ESPN 1320.
Man, y'all been booking some pretty big-time guests recently, man. That's pretty dope. Man.
It's good stuff.
That's pretty dope, man.
Good stuff.
Good job, fellas and ladies.
I came across this this tweet about, it's just one of these sites, and they have most hated player by each fan base.
Okay.
I think this guy leads the league in most hated. You want to take a guess? It's pretty easy.
Is it Luka? So,
no.
Oh. Maybe I misunderstand.
The Kings
most hated player.
Yes.
Like that's playing now, mm-hmm. not ever. Kings most hated player. Is it Steph?
I'll go Draymond.
Oh, it's Draymond. Okay.
Draymond has 1, well, 2, yeah, 3, okay. yep. 4,
10,
5,
11, 12.
Did I miss one?
Just count the ones that he doesn't.
He's got 5. LeBron has 1, 2,
of course he
3.
Does.
I think he's got.
Those are 3. Very different reasons, though.
Yeah.
Rudy Gobert make that list?
Rudy Gobert is not on the list.
Yeah, in Minnesota.
Yeah, I was gonna say, if you ask your own team, who you hate on your team?
Minnesota, Utah.
Washington hates Kelly Olynyk.
Oh, because he tore him up in game 7 with the Celtics.
Mm. Who's Boston hate?
Kyrie.
Yeah.
Kyrie's on here twice. Yeah, Kyrie Boston sucks. And Brooklyn.
Kyrie believes 2-15 since he stepped on Lucky.
Oh. Well, he did what he had to do.
I don't think he did. It hasn't worked out.
Anybody want to guess? I'm probably giving it away, but anybody want to guess who Dallas is?
Nico Harrison. Oh, did you see the owner walk into his seat and I don't know, or whatever? He's like, are they booing me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Oh, I hadn't seen that.
Yeah, Mavs owner's walking to his seat, and he kind of sits down and it's liberating, of course. And it's he says, like, are they booing me?
He's walking like a just an absolute pompous ass.
Well, I saw Mark Cuban get it. Somebody, did you see that clip?
Yeah, those were the kids, the guys that got thrown out.
So they're saying that's more so why they got thrown out.
So, okay.
Accumulation of...
Again, three sides to every story, right? Mm-hmm. Did you see Mark Cuban's explanation?
No.
Okay, it's earmuffs. I like Mark Cuban. I do. Yeah. He sounded like a little bitch. Mm. He said he turned around because they were making too much noise while the Mavericks had the ball in a close game. And he was telling them to be quiet.
They didn't tell them to be quiet.
And
okay, Mark, I saw what you said.
It's what the statement said. That's what his statement said. I was telling them to be quiet. They couldn't hear what I was saying. They were 25 rows away. And the kids was like, we yelled fire. We didn't have signs. We weren't cussing. Yeah. We yelled fire Nico.
Yeah.
And that's what we were. And he was like, that's what we were thrown out for.
I don't know when they're going to make it through. We talk about this like daily. I bring it up daily. I don't know how they make it through this.
I don't either.
You don't. Unless you somehow find yourself back in the finals, you fire.
But here's the thing, though. This is the cold part for Nico. Like, and I don't know who instigated what, but the owner clearly is all about it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He could have said no. He didn't. Maybe Nico acted on the urgings of the owner. I'm not sure. We'll come back. James Ham joins us at the top of the hour. We'll talk Kings basketball. Kings, Pelicans tonight. They got two games left before the All-Star break in New Orleans. We'll talk about it. It's Thielo and KC here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. James Ham set to join us here at the top of the 3 o'clock hour. We've got Kings basketball coming up at 5. Back-to-back games in New Orleans to close out the first part of the season. And, you know, this is a bad New Orleans team. And, you know, we can make all of these excuses about games on the road, about, you know, games before the All-Star break. And, you know, this, none of that matters. This is a 12-41 basketball team. The New Orleans Pelicans are 12-41. That is not, you can't lose to that team, in my opinion. If you're trying to keep pace with the Golden State Warriors that added Jimmy Butler before the trade deadline, they've done nothing but keep pace with you. You got a Dallas Mavericks team that is just reeling right now, like emotionally, physically, standing-wise, like all of that. They're 28-26. Those two teams play each other tonight. That's the importance of tonight's game. Those two teams play each other tonight. Someone's going to win. Someone's going to lose. And one of those teams is going to be, if you win, one of those teams is going to be able to keep pace and you're going to be able to grab a game on the other team. You've got to get this game against the Pelicans tonight simply because of that. I mean, there's multiple reasons that you've got to get this game tonight, namely the 12-41 team that you're playing. But you've got Dallas and you've got Golden State. They're playing each other tonight. One's going to go up, one's going to go down, and you want to make sure you keep pace with the team that's going up, because all three of those teams, the Mavericks, the Kings, and the Warriors, are all set at 26 victories right now, or 26 losses, excuse me. They're all set at 26 losses right now. Then you got Minnesota, who's taking on the Milwaukee Bucks. So that could go a variety of different ways. But everyone is in action tonight, and you've got the worst team in the conference on your schedule. Mm-hmm. I understand it's basketball. I understand everybody's professionals. Beat the Pelicans, man. They're not good. You're better than they are. How good are the Sacramento Kings? We don't know yet. We're still trying to figure it out. But you're a whole lot better than the New Orleans Pelicans. And again, I understand that's not always the way basketball works. You've got to beat the Pelicans tonight. Tune in tomorrow, because I'm going to be making the same argument again tomorrow night. Take a 4-game winning streak into the All-Star break.
Win is a win, no doubt. But are we feeling any sort of way after scratching and clawing to get past the Pelicans tonight? No?
Nope. Just beat them. Just beat them tonight. Beat them tomorrow. Just get to the break. Get to the break with four straight wins.
All right. So then after the break, are we kind of expecting them to, all right, like now you need to look more together and stuff like that rather than trying to find a flow with these new guys?
I don't know if I'm ever going to be thinking that way at this point.
Yeah.
If they're winning.
I don't know how sustainable that is, though.
I know what you're asking. There's going to be if they scrap and claw tonight, they scrap and claw tomorrow. I don't care. Like, You won. That's all I care about. But I'll have a difficult time. And this was kind of the conversation after the win the other night, the Dallas game. I won't be really confident. Mm-hmm. You go. You know, we went through the schedule. You got a Houston game in there. Like, I don't know how they beat Houston. I don't know. Like, I don't feel great about the way that they're playing. They win. All right, great. I don't care. Like, if you win, you win. But like. I think it's more of like I won't be confident in them, like, going into certain games.
This will work right now against the Pelicans because they're a bad basketball team. Like, you can get by against the Pelicans, but when you're starting to play the better teams, like, all right, you're going to have to pick it up a little bit.
Yeah, I once again, I don't disagree, but the name of the game is you got to win. And if they're winning and they're winning ugly, and, you know, if they win, you know, like they did on Monday and Saturday. Mm-hmm. They win games like that, and it results in 14-8 in their next 20. All right, cool.
Well, yeah, if they do that, more power to them. I just don't know how, like, if that's, like, yeah, in theory, that's fine, but I don't know if that's going to work. Like, I do think you're going to have to find a brand of basketball at some point.
Have they played that good in, like, have they played an acceptable brand of basketball in the Doug Christie era?
Yeah, when they won 7 in a row, 6 in a row.
I always say, do you remember how that started? Do people remember those games? The Mavericks games and the Sixers game? I'm sure they were saying the same thing. The Miami game, they were down 15 in that game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they've had games like that when they were in the winning streak.
Sixers game, they won late.
Every game wasn't like they was looking good. They just found a way to win.
They blew out the Warriors, though.
They beat their ass.
Beat the Warriors by 30.
I'll count it. I feel like there was an identity to it, though. Like they
beat the Celtics.
They were playing like it wasn't just mumbo jumbo back. They were playing a certain way. I felt like, and like right now, it's kind of like hopefully we get it from wherever right now. Like there's no identity here. I guess that's what I'm looking for.
I don't know if they had an identity back then. I think it's the same. To be honest with you, the identity was. This is a tougher squad, and they're gonna rely a little bit more on their offense.
I think part of Jesse's kind of trepidation is this is a different team, right? It's not the same. It's if they're winning games, but it's the same team that we saw, you know, beat the Celtics and you know that run that they had when Doug took over. It's kind of like, all right, this is just who they are. We kind of settled in, but there's a level of uncertainty.
Mm-hmm.
Zach LaVine hasn't really broke out yet. DeMar continues to be great. Malik continues to be great. We know we like Valanciunas. Aravia seems to be adding something. Keon has been, you know, steady as they come, 30-plus minutes a night over the last handful of games, you know, really since the changes occurred. It's like, okay, I think it's more we don't know exactly what we have yet with this group.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it just winds up being exactly the same as it was. It just winds up being the same. We did attempt to make the argument that this whole thing with De'Aaron and Zach LaVine and these, it could just wind up being a wash, but might better be more, you know, specifically stated, it's a wash with the Doug Christie group, not with a wash with the overall group. Because if there's three versions of the Sacramento Kings this year, Mike Brown, Doug Christie, post De'Aaron, I think you wipe out the Mike Brown stuff. Now you can't completely wipe it out because you're still dealing with that six under that he left. And you have put yourselves in a position where this 636 win percentage or whatever the number is, that's not what your overall record win percentage is. It's what your Doug Christie recorded percentage is. Then when you factor it in, now you've got this plus, you know, two games above 500 or whatever it is, one game above 500. And there's still just a level of not sure. Not sure what we're seeing.
That's fine. That's perfectly fine. I completely understand that. I just asked if they keep winning like this, and I guess it's a chicken and the egg situation because
chicken and eggs, they're expensive as hell.
I don't know.
Do you think they can win this way with the way they're playing basketball? Like these last couple wins they picked up.
Yeah, because I think their bench is good. I think you got a guy like JV who's added something to their team. The only like everybody. We send the notes like everybody's numbers are actually up since De'Aaron left. Points per game, that's what number I'm talking about. But the numbers are up. The only one that's down is Sabonis. But that also might come with maybe less. I don't know what the minutes are looking like since JV's gotten there. He's fouled out or been in foul trouble a couple times. You have an adequate backup, so maybe the minutes are a little different. Maybe the shot attempts are a little different. But everybody's numbers is up. The one thing they're waiting for is they're waiting for LaVine to get his legs under him. And if that happens, I think they can play better. But I think they can – if they play like they did the last two games, can they be 14-8 in the next – what is that, 22 games? Yeah, I think they could.
Yeah, because my thing is like they've won, but I do have some concerns about how it looks against better teams.
I'm not terribly worried about that. I don't care if they, as long as they're winning, I don't care.
Yeah, that's what matters.
But all I care, like I just might not go into the game feeling great. Like I don't even feel great about tonight's game.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's like I don't know. Like I hope they win. I'm over here talking about you guys got to go win. You guys got to go. I don't know if they're going to beat the Pelicans or not. Saw Zion on CJ scores 71 the other night.
Right.
This was 4 days ago. That game 4 days ago was nuts. Up 20, down 20. I mean, figuratively, but, you know, up double digits, down double digits, up double digits, down double digits. Then you get a win. All right, cool. That's on your home floor.
Right.
Now you're on the road. You're right before the All-Star break. You've got two games there. You got one tonight. You got one tomorrow. I have no idea what to expect. But I feel like they should win.
And I don't know if I'll ever get to a point where I have an idea of what to expect with this team.
Sure.
And I every
– We know they compete, though.
Yes.
They compete.
And once again, I think that's the identity. When they, the one thing that, when you talk about identity and who they are and everything, the one thing that pisses Doug Christie off, and we've seen it a couple of times, is when they don't compete.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's trying to drive home. He's saying, I don't know anything else about who, what points we have, the identity offense, all, but I do know we're going to come to play every night. And that's the one thing that will piss him off, and that's what he expects their identity to be.
And what's the one thing you don't want to do?
You don't want to piss him off. Don't piss Doug off.
This is the weirdest thing about the show, is that he seems to love, like, 1999 Jeff Jarrett.
Yeah, you're not wrong, because Jeff Jarrett is just, I didn't even really know about Jeff Jarrett until he started doing these impressions.
Right, it's so
weird. No,
he wasn't 90, even like a top, like a, he was a mid-card guy, right?
To be honest with
Barry.
You. Yeah.
He's a lifelong mid-card guy.
Well, settle down, he was an IC guy.
Oh, you're a big Jeff Jarrett.
No, that's a little higher than mid-card.
No, that's the epitome of
big Jeff Jarrett show over here.
He had a housekeeping match with China. What are we doing?
Lawler versus Doink is mid-card.
No, Lawler versus Doink is
that's Michael Cole curtain
jerker.
That's Michael Cole.
What are you talking about?
That is not mid card.
It was opening on Survivor Series.
Lawler versus Doink?
Yeah, with all the little Doinks and the little Lawlers. That was like the third match.
Well, Michael Cole versus Lawler was at WrestleMania.
That was at the Bret Hart Owen Hart Survivor Series.
Stephen Brown has right. IC is mid card champion. That's what I see. That's
the hell does Stephen Brown know?
I don't know. He made a good
Stephen
point.
Right. Since when does he watch wrestling?
Aficionado, Stephen Brown.
Well, Stephen Brown was one of the little doinks in the match.
Well, that was, you didn't have to do that. Sorry, Stephen.
Steven, that's my bad. That's pure.
We tried to have your back, Stephen. Oh, you're backed over you right now. Sorry, Stephen.
That's my fault.
Steven Russo here, knowing everything about wrestling.
Oh, that's even more disrespectful.
Yeah, that is way more. Oh, it was. It was Survivor Series 94. Doink the Clown teamed with three little people, and Jerry Lawler teamed with three little
Third
people.
Third match?
I don't know what match it was, Kenny. Why are you so fascinated with this Survivor Series?
It was a good Survivor Series. It was a casket match with Undertaker and Yoko. It was Brett and Owen and Brett and Bob Backlund and the
That's
I
right.
Quit.
Yep, look at you.
And then I remember Doink and Lawler.
Then you had the bad guys with the 1-2-3 kid, the British Bulldog, Fatu, Razor Ramon. I don't even know. Sion? Who the hell is this?
I don't remember.
Oh, that's the
Something
Barbarian.
Went down during the Survivor Series where it clearly had a lasting impact on Casey's life.
Owen was tricking the parents into throwing the towel in.
Yeah, that was good. That's my brother! That's my brother! And then Jerry Lawler's little guys were named Cheesy, Queasy, and Sleazy. And Doink the Clown, that his little guys were named Dink, Pink, and Wink. And there you have it.
One of those was probably Hornswoggle. That always ties back to Hornswoggle.
Hornswoggle had to have been a child at the time. He might not even been born when this happened.
He might not have been. What is that, 94?
It was 94.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm Googling Hornswoggle.
Vince McMahon's illegitimate son.
Hornswoggle was born. Oh, Hornswoggle was born in 86. So he was a child.
Yeah, he was like 10. Or not 10. He was 8.
8.
He threw the Hardys out there when they were 15.
No, that's true. Yeah. They did. Very much did.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.